Rama, 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 Rama. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama
Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya, Prabhupada,
Jaya Prabhupada,
Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya, Gita Gaura Haribol, 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 Gita Gaura Haribol,
Gita Gaura Haribol, Haribol,
Jaya Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parivada Kacharya Sotra Shishimad. His Divine Grace the A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki.
Jaya.
Prem Se Gaur Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasati Gaur Bhaktivedanta Ki.
Jaya.
Itai Gaur Premanande. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga. Sorry about the stuff up on the harmonium. It's a bit rusty. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 7, the sacrifice performed by Daksha, text number 9. Is that right? Sandhiyamane Shirasi.
Sandhiyamane Shirasi.
Daksho Rudra Bhivikshitaha.
Daksho Rudra Bhivikshitaha.
Sadhya Supta Ivottastho.
Sadhya Supta Ivottastho.
Dadrishe Chagrato Mridam.
Dadrishe Chagrato Mridam.
Sandhiyamane.
Sandhiyamane.
Being executed.
Being executed.
Shirasi.
Shirasi.
By the head.
By the head.
Dakshaha.
Dakshaha.
King Daksha.
King Daksha.
Rudra Abhivikshitaha.
Rudra Abhivikshitaha.
Having been seen by Rudra.
Having been seen by Rudra.
Lord Shiva.
Lord Shiva.
Sadhyaha.
Sadhyaha.
Immediately.
Immediately.
Supte.
Supte.
Sleeping.
Sleeping.
Eva.
Eva.
Like.
Like.
Utashtho.
Utashtho.
Awakened.
Awakened.
Dadrishe.
Dadrishe.
Saw.
Saw.
Cha.
Cha.
Also.
Also.
Agrataha.
Agrataha.
In front.
In front.
Mridam.
Mridam.
Lord Shiva.
Lord Shiva.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. When the animal's head was fixed on the body of King Daksha, Daksha was immediately brought to consciousness, and as he awakened from sleep, the king saw Lord Shiva standing before him. Purport. The example given here is that Daksha got up as if he were awakened from deep sleep. In Sanskrit, this is called Supta Ivottastho. The meaning is that after a man awakens from sleep, he immediately remembers all the duties which he must execute. Daksha was killed and his head was taken away and burned to ashes. His body was lying dead, but by the grace of Lord Shiva, as soon as the head of a goat was joined to the body, Daksha came back to consciousness again. This indicates that consciousness is also individual. Daksha actually took another body when he took on the head of a goat. But because consciousness is individual, his consciousness remained the same, although his bodily condition changed. Thus, bodily construction has nothing to do with the development of consciousness. Consciousness is carried with the transmigration of the soul. There are many instances of this in Vedic history, such as the case of Maharaj Bharat. After quitting his body as a king, Maharaj Bharat was transferred to the body of a deer, but he retained the same consciousness. He knew that although formerly he was King Bharat, he had been transferred to the body of a deer because of his absorption in thinking of a deer at the time of his death. In spite of his having the body of a deer, however, his consciousness was as good as it was in the body of King Bharat. The arrangement by the Lord is so nice that if a person's consciousness is turned into Krishna consciousness, there is no doubt that in his next life he will be a great devotee of Krishna, even if he is offered a different type of body. Om Gyana Timirandasya Gyanandana Shilakaya Chakshum Tamena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasali Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Translation once again. When the animal's head was fixed on the body of King Daksha, Daksha was immediately brought to consciousness, and as he awakened from sleep, the king saw Lord Shiva standing before him. So this is a very amazing pastime, in which here we are hearing that Daksha has got another body, and this time his body is of a man and a goat. So half man, well, more man. Some of Virabhadra manifested, and he asked Lord Shiva for instructions, how he wanted to serve Lord Shiva. And then Lord Shiva said, okay, go and kill Daksha. So that was Lord Shiva's punishment for all the demigods and Daksha as well. So then Virabhadra, he went, and as we know, he took Daksha and he slaughtered him. He took the paraphernalia for the sacrificial paraphernalia, and with that he severed Daksha's head. So his head was severed, and then Virabhadra threw his head in the southern side of the sacrifice of the sacrificial fire, and his head was burned to ashes. Then we know as the demigods headed by Lord Brahma, they went to take pardon from Lord Shiva. And here, then they offered wonderful prayers to Lord Shiva and requested him to accept his share of sacrifice and to forgive all the demigods. So then Lord Shiva said, all right, for Daksha, he will have the body, he'll have his body was lying there, but the head was burned to ashes. So he said he'll have that body, but he'll have the head of a goat. So here we are seeing that his head was fixed. So the goat's, a goat's head, a goat which was meant for sacrifice, they took the head of that goat and they fixed it onto the body of Daksha. And then somehow by the mystic potency, Daksha came back into that body. So the main point being made here is that the consciousness is individual, and the consciousness is not destroyed when the body is destroyed. So here we are getting the teachings from the second, which are similar to the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So one might think this is why is Prabhupada talking about consciousness at length in the Srimad Bhagavatam. But this is the very foundation of spiritual understanding. The foundation of spiritual understanding is to understand that we are not this material body, and that our true identity is we are the spirit soul. And this is the ABCs of spiritual life, and that's why even in Bhagavad Gita, it is addressed right at the beginning. And Bhagavad Gita is a very exalted book. Krishna says, Raja Vidya, Raja Guhyam. So Krishna says, this body of knowledge is the king of all knowledge, Raja Vidya. This Bhagavad Gita is the king of all knowledge. Raja Vidya, Raja Guhyam. And it is the most confidential knowledge. So here, Srila Prabhupada is in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the advanced study of the Bhagavad Gita. He's mentioning this philosophy too. It might sound very basic to us, but the realization of this is another matter. And even devotees, I've seen some devotees, they've been practicing for so many years, but they're still reading Bhagavad Gita on a very regular basis. One time I was driving Prahladananda Maharaj from the city to the temple. And as you know, the city is only 4 or 5 k's away. So it's a short drive, maybe 10 or 15 minutes. So the moment Maharaj jumped in the car, he pulled out a Bhagavad Gita and he started reciting the 11th chapter. I was thinking maybe I'll get an opportunity to speak with Maharaj, but he pulled out the Bhagavad Gita and he said, okay, now listen to the Bhagavad Gita. And then Maharaj, by the time we got to the temple from the city, it took maybe 10 minutes. There wasn't much traffic. We came along St. Kilda Road, and then he had recited the entire 11th chapter. Not the purports, but the translation. So the entire 11th chapter was done. So I was thinking, this is amazing. Maharaj has been practicing Krishna consciousness for 30, 40 years. And he's still reading Bhagavad Gita every day. So Bhagavad Gita is a very important book. And we can never think that we have outgrown the Bhagavad Gita. And it's very basic philosophy. But realization of the Bhagavad Gita is another matter. So here, that's why Srila Prabhupada is emphasizing on this point that consciousness is individual. And we might have so many bodies, but our consciousness does not change. And the soul is eternal, and that the body is temporary. Krishna, he says in the Bhagavad Gita, Nasato vidyate bhavo, na bhavo vidyate sataha. He says, those who are seers of the truth have concluded that of the non-existent, the material body, there is no endurance, and of the eternal, the soul, there is no change. This they have concluded by studying the nature of both. So here Krishna is emphasizing the point that the material body is temporary by nature, and that the soul is permanent. There is endurance for the soul, and for the body there is no endurance. So this very basic point is not understood by majority of people, right? And this is the very cause of ignorance. So the ignorance is because we are identifying with the body, and we are thinking ourselves to be this body, and because we identify with the body, we identify with all kinds of designations. All kinds of false designations, and we take those designations to be very, very seriously, and that's why we are affected by all the dualities of this world. So, as we know, this material world is a place of dualities, right? There is good and bad, there is happiness and distress, there is pain and pleasure, there is fame and infamy. So we are living in a world of duality, and we experience or we identify with these dualities because we have identified with this body. So therefore we are affected by these dualities. So somebody who is on the liberated platform, it's not that they are not experiencing the dualities, they are also experiencing, but they are not so much affected by it, right? So they are not disturbed by it, put it that way. So they are not so much disturbed by a liberated soul, due to his advancement in Krishna consciousness, is not disturbed by these dualities. And here Ashila Prabhupada is mentioning this consciousness is individual, and this consciousness carries on in various bodies. So when we die, it's not that when we die this body ends. So when we die, according to our karma, we get on to another body according to our activities in this world. So according to our activities and according to the laws of nature, we are awarded certain bodies. And here, as Srila Prabhupada is mentioning, consciousness is carried with the transmigration of the soul. So, according to our activities, we are awarded a certain type of body. So Krishna even says in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 8th chapter, that at the time of death, whatever our state of mind is, we are awarded a certain type of body. So therefore, it's very important to be absorbed in Krishna. And that absorption comes through the process of Shravanam and Kirtanam, begins with the process of Shravanam and Kirtanam. So that's why there's so much emphasis on chanting the holy names of the Lord. So by chanting the Maha Mantra, by hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and then gradually, once we hear about something quite a lot, you'll naturally want to speak about it. So generally, what comes out is what you hear. So what we're hearing the most, then our thoughts are formed in that way, and that's what comes out. So by Shravanam and Kirtanam, then that gradually leads to remembrance of something. So that's why it says Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. So by hearing and chanting about Krishna, then one will think about Vishnu. And Srila Prabhupada, he mentions in that purport, in the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, to that verse, by that life is a practice and then death is the examination. So everyone has to face death. Death is unavoidable to all living entities. And that's the nature of this world. Everything comes to pass. So everything is temporary. It will come to pass. So this is a great science, that at the time of death, one is reflecting on what one has done in this life. And then whatever thoughts are prominent, they surface at that point of time. And if we are Krishna conscious, then we are awarded, if we are fully Krishna conscious, we are awarded a spiritual body. But if we are partially Krishna conscious, then we are given another opportunity to render devotional service, as Srila Prabhupada points out in the purport. Towards the end of the purport, he points out that there is no doubt that in the next life one will be a great devotee, that if one's consciousness is turned into Krishna consciousness. So we are offered this facility. So as devotees, there is no loss in the practice of Krishna consciousness. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that in this endeavor, there is no loss or diminution. Even a little advancement on this path will save one from the greatest type of fear. So by our efforts in Krishna consciousness, there is no loss. And that whatever we do in this life, in terms of Krishna consciousness, the effects are permanent. Whereas anything material we do, if it is not complete, and when this body ends, we do not reap the benefit, right? So if you're doing some material activity, for example, if one is studying to be a lawyer, right, and then somehow their life is ended, doesn't mean in the next life they will continue from where they left off. So one has to start from the beginning, depending on what type of body they have. If they get a human body, then again they have to go to school, learn the ABCs, and who knows, you know, what career they'll take up, depending on the nature. So anything material which we do, if it's not completed, we do not reap the benefit. And also it is temporary by nature. Even if that activity is completed, it is still temporary. Whereas any effort we put in our bhakti, in Krishna consciousness, it stays with us forever. And if we haven't perfected the process of Krishna consciousness, then in our next life, we are given an opportunity to continue from where we left off. So in the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna that Arjuna, he asked this question to Krishna, that what happens to a yogi who has begun the process of Krishna consciousness, or who has begun the process of yoga, but due to worldly mindedness, he falls off from the path of yoga? What is his destination? What's his outcome? It seems that he's not here or there, right? Sometimes devotees also think, if I practice Krishna consciousness very seriously and sometime if I leave, I'm not here or there. Yes, and this thought comes to us. But Krishna, he told Arjuna that he protects the consciousness of a devotee. He doesn't talk about the material outcome. Krishna talks about the consciousness of the devotee. He says that, I protect the consciousness of a yogi, or one who takes up this path. And he says, those who have made a lot of advancement, they're given an opportunity to take birth in the family of a brahmana. And we also hear Srila Prabhupada, he mentioned so many times that the children who take birth in a devotee family, they are devotees from their previous lives. And it is the duty of the parents to give them all facility and all care to make them into devotees, to give them all the opportunity to be devotees, and that their children are like their deity. Right, so Srila Prabhupada, he emphasized on this point that the children who are taking birth in devotee families, they are not ordinary living entities. They are yogis. They're devotees from previous lives. And that's the point being made over here in this verse, that any effort made in spiritual life, it bears fruit. That whatever effort we make in this life, then if we are not perfected Krishna consciousness, then in our next lives we are given that opportunity. So we don't know in what circumstances we will be born, but Krishna assures us that we will get the opportunity to render devotional service. So here we in this verse, Daksha, he got the head of a goat, and it's like he just woke up. Actually, Prabhupada explains in this verse, when the head of a goat was joined to Daksha's body, he immediately came back to consciousness. He came back to consciousness and he resumed his activities. So he was. When he was killed, that yajna was going on. So it's amazing. Daksha, when he came, regained consciousness, he came back to life, he resumed his activities. So it's like, here Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport that when we wake up, he compares this to a person who wakes up from sleep, and then it's like when we wake up in the morning, we remember what we have to do. We might be a bit disoriented for a few minutes, but then after a few minutes, we remember, okay, I need to go to work, or I have to go to the temple. I need to take a shower, and then we have a to-do list. We start executing that. So this is because we are residing in a particular body. And Daksha, the amazing thing, he was killed, and by the grace of Lord Shiva, when his head was attached, through some mystic potency, they did this operation, his head was attached. And then the amazing thing about Daksha is that not only he remembered what he was doing in the past, but his heart was cleansed. Daksha's heart was cleansed due to the punishment of Lord Shiva. So because of the punishment of Lord Shiva, his heart was cleansed. And in the coming verses, we will hear that how he renders prayers unto Lord Shiva, and he asks for forgiveness, and he offers Lord Shiva his share of the sacrifice this time. Previously, he was very critical of Lord Shiva, and he didn't want to offer him his share of sacrifice. But this time, his heart was cleansed. So even in this life, in this world, we see there are people who are able to remember their previous lives. So obviously, Daksha could remember his previous life, right? He was able to resume. Even in this world, there are some people who have been able to remember their previous lives through, and some have been able to remember through regression. But for most people, they are not able to remember, and it's not, and that's not important. Right, from the material point of view, it's not important to remember your previous life. There's not much value in it. Maybe for some people, for treatment, they need to remember their previous life. They go through regression, but for most part, there's no value in remembering your previous life, because in our previous life we engaged in material activities which have no value in themselves. And if we are able to remember our previous lives, generally the experience is very traumatic. And for those people who have been able to remember their previous lives, as I just mentioned, the experience is traumatic. They are haunted by those memories of their previous lives. Some people can remember how they were killed, or they can remember. They can remember so much detail about their family. They know that village or town in which they were brought up. Some people even have certain marks on their body of how they were killed in their previous lives. But that's not important. The main point is one has to turn one's consciousness into Krishna consciousness. That's the main point. And even in the Shastra, there are examples of personalities who are able to remember their previous lives. And here in this purport, Srila Prabhupada gives the example of Bharat Maharaj. How Bharat Maharaj, due to absorption in a deer, we hear the story of Bharat Maharaj. He was a great king. And he went to the forest to perform Krishna consciousness. He was doing meditation and he was remembering the Supreme Lord. But he was distracted by a deer. He took pity on a deer, and then his thoughts were immersed in this little deer. When we see people keep pets, and then day and night they're just thinking about the pet. That their consciousness is fully immersed in that pet. I remember one time in India we had a cat. Mostly people have a dog in India. But there was this cat roaming around. It was a stray cat and used to come to our home. and then me and my brother would feed milk to this cat. And then because, you know, the cat got a source of food, and the cat knew that there was a regular supply of food here, so it started coming. And then my mother didn't like that. My parents didn't like that. There's this cat coming in. First was coming in the veranda, then we would let it in the house. But out of affection for us, our parents had to agree. And then this cat started coming in, and we were feeding it milk and some roti or sabji. And it started coming every day. And then me and my brother, we were just fully absorbed in this cat. All day we were thinking about this cat. So our consciousness was fully absorbed. We were not thinking about anything else practically. So we can see even with Bharat Maharaj, he got distracted from his practice of Krishna consciousness, and he started thinking about this deer out of affection. And then one day Bharat Maharaj, he had an accident, right? And as he was, because of this accident, he was badly injured and he was about to pass away. And as he was passing away, he was thinking about this deer. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, yam yam vapi smaram bhavam tiranti ante kalevaram tam tam vaidikanteya sarata bhava bhavitah. That whatever we think at the time of death, we are awarded a certain type of body, whatever one's consciousness is. So Bharat Maharaj was thinking about this deer. In his next life, he became a deer. But because of his practice of Krishna consciousness, and as Srila Prabhupada also mentions here, whatever he did not go to waste. And he was awarded the ability to remember his past life. Bharat Maharaj could remember his previous existence in the body of a deer. So he was in the body of a deer, but he could remember his previous existence as Bharat Maharaj. So he would hang around, you know, hermitages of various sages, and he would, you know, pass his life in that way. And he was fully absorbed on the Lord. So this is an example of one able to remember one's previous life. But as I was mentioning, that generally there's not much value in knowing your previous life. You should not be too worried about that, what we were in the previous life. What we need to be more worried about is what we're going to become in our next lives. That's more important, what we're going to become in our next life. Most people, they're not even bothered about that. They're just engaged in sense gratification, and people are worried about their happiness right now. These days people are not worried about the future lives. In the Vedic society, people were very worried about their future lives, and that's why they would do various kinds of yajnas and pujas or karmakanda, so they could elevate themselves to a better next life. Because people knew that they are eternal, and they will have a next life, and therefore it's very important what they do right now. So, but people wanted to enjoy, and therefore they knew if they're engaging in sense gratification, there will be reactions, and that's why people would do various kinds of yajnas. And Krishna, he also says that in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, that the Vedas, they prescribe various kinds of yajnas for better next life, for a better next life, by performing various kinds of fruitive activities. One is awarded strength, fame, a better next body, and in which they can enjoy various kinds of facilities, better facilities. So people were aware of this, but in today's society, that knowledge is lost. Due to a poor fund of knowledge, people are only thinking that this life is it, and therefore one has to make the most of it by enjoying to the max. But as we know that, therefore, it's not important what we did in a previous life, but what's more important, what we'll become in our next life. And for that, for devotees, what's important is that we want to have a spiritual body in our next life. And here, Srila Prabhupada, he makes the point that the individual consciousness remains the same. In other words, it is unchangeable. Krishna mentions the qualities of the soul in the Bhagavad Gita, and one of the qualities is the soul is unchangeable. Right? The soul is unchangeable. In other words, we cannot become Krishna. We cannot become God. There's so many bewildered people out there who think that when we die we'll become God. And there are so many people engaged in spiritual life also who have this misconception that when we die we will become God, or we are God. That we have just forgotten that. somehow we have forgotten it by the influence of Maya. But when we overcome ignorance, then we are God. We will be reinstated in our constitutional position of God. But the quality of the soul is that it is unchangeable. That we will always remain a jiva. And the jiva is always a servant of Krishna. The constitutional position of the living entity is a servant of Krishna. So that is always maintained in the past, present and future, regardless of our bodies. And even in the spiritual world, every living entity is a servant of Krishna. So that position is not changed. It's just that we have forgotten that at this point of time. So I'll stop here and see if you have any comments or questions on what we have discussed so far. Yes, Prabhupada.
We say we're not the body.
Yep.
Why is it that when we get hungry and we don't eat, then the body dies? So, on the one hand we can say we're
not the body, but then on the other hand we feel like having breakfast. Sure, okay.
What's going on there?
It's a very good question. Yes, so it's Krishna says in the Gita that is this verse, Ashcharyavat, that okay, who knows that verse? Okay, very good. Do you know the translation? Okay.
What's the meaning?
So,
ask him if they know what the meaning is.
Yeah, do you know the meaning?
No.
The kids.
Kids.
Do you know what it means? Forgot? Okay. So now you can read the translation. Alright, so Matari, please tell the translation. Yes, so Krishna explains that the soul is amazing. So yes, we are the living entity, we are the spirit soul within the body, But because we are seated in a body, we are affected by, we are pushed to act in a certain way because we are seated in a vehicle. And depending on the type of body we have, we are pushed to act in a certain way. So the body has needs and the soul has needs. Right? It's like Srila Prabhupada gives the example of a car. So when we are seated in a car, the driver and the car have different needs. Right? So we know with the vehicle also, after some time it runs out of fuel. And then we have to put fuel in the vehicle in order for it to run. So in the same way, the body and the soul have different needs. And because we are seated in a body, the body has different needs which we have to fulfill. And it also said, body has four basic needs: eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. So eating is one of the needs of a body. So even a liberated soul, it's not that when one becomes liberated, suddenly they are aloof from the needs of a body. So we even see all the great personalities. They also try to fulfill these needs of the body. They might do it to a lesser degree, like very great personalities, but they are also fulfilling the needs of the body because we are seated in this vehicle. And because we are seated in this vehicle, we have to fulfill these needs. And depending on the type of body we have, we might have different needs. And we'll also act in different ways. A dog is forced to act in a certain way. A dog acts in a certain way, and a human being acts in a certain way. The food of a dog is different to the food of a man. So because we have this body, then we will want to eat. And if we don't eat, then the body will die. So in order to maintain the body, it needs certain things, right? It needs a certain environment. So the body needs a certain environment and certain facilities in order for it to exist. And that's because the body is material. So because the body is material, it needs a certain environment and certain facilities in order to exist. Whereas the spirit soul is aloof from these things. And yes, if we don't feed the body, it might seem we are dying, but the body is coming to an end. But that doesn't mean the soul dies. The soul still carries on. It feels like as if we are dying, but what's going on is the soul goes into another body as because of transmigration, as Srila Prabhupada explains it. So because of the three modes of nature, they're different bodies. The way a dog talks is by barking, right? And they act in very gross ways, whereas we might act in subtle and sophisticated ways. And that's all depending on the type of body. Does that answer your question, Prabhu? Yeah. Okay, thank you. Yes, Prabhu.
Just in regards to reincarnation, finding out what your past life was.
Yeah.
There's a lot of speculation in that area.
Yeah. Okay, that's interesting. Sure. Yeah, as I mentioned in my talk earlier that it's not very important to know what our past life was. And as devotees, we should not get hung up on what we were in our previous lives. We need to understand that we are a spiritual living entity, we are a servant of Krishna, and we have had countless births. What's the value in knowing about one past life? We have had millions and billions of previous lives. If one wants to know, then how many lives can you know, and what's the benefit one will get out of it, right? Even if one knows, what are you going to do then? In fact, one will probably get depressed. If one finds out, you know, I was a very rich man in my past life, then one might think, you know, now I'm not doing so well. One will just simply hanker and lament because of knowing one's past life. There's not much value. And as you mentioned also that Srila Prabhupada, he didn't place much emphasis, because when we think about our past lives, we are actually deepening ourselves in the bodily conception of life, because we are thinking about our previous bodies, right? And the whole idea is to rise above the bodily conception of life. So by thinking about our previous lives, we are deepening our material consciousness. We are just absorbing ourselves in that. So for us, for devotees, what's most important is to think about Krishna. And then Krishna will decide what will be our next life.
Srila Prabhupada was asked one time about where Pandit Nehru,
yes,
what his next birth was when he passed away.
Yeah.
And Prabhupada said to the devotees, oh, he's very happy. He's living as a little dog in a Swedish doctor's house. Whether that's true or not, the little Prabhupada was emphasizing the fact that it's irrelevant.
Yeah.
But he lived a very stupid sort of life in this life, and he ended up being a god. So,
Yeah. Srila Prabhupada can comment like that. Yeah. We don't have the adhikar to comment. Yeah, that's right. Interesting comment. Yeah, thank you. Yes, probably.
Shiva Panditam by severing his head.
Yes.
And then his head was replaced by a toad.
Yes.
So in that process, the soul didn't leave the body.
So, could you repeat that? Yes.
The soul did not leave the body when the head was severed. Is it?
No, here.
It did.
If you read the previous verses, now, even in this, in the purport, he says, Prabhupada says, Daksha was killed and his head was taken away and burned to ashes. His body was lying dead. The very fact his body was lying dead means his soul left the body. But by the grace of Lord Shiva, as soon as the head of a goat was joined to the body, Daksha came back to consciousness again. So he had left his body of Daksha and he had gone somewhere, but by the potency of Lord Shiva, when the head was joined back, he was brought back to that body.
And then he remembered exactly.
Yes, that's right.
Just continue.
He remembered his previous life as Daksha. And this was a new body, it wasn't the same body. The body was different because it was the head of a goat and body of Daksha. So by the grace of Lord Shiva, he was granted the ability to remember his previous existence. So that's a very rare occurrence. It's not, as I was mentioning, even in this world, some people can remember, but they quickly forget. But he was able to remember throughout his life. Yes, Prabhu.
And Prabhupada makes a point, that some people think that this sense of self comes from the brain. Thinking process. This is proof.
That's right. That's right.
The identification is with the body, not with the head.
Yes.
And so, you know, it just reinforces so many principles that we've learned.
That's right, yeah.
This story.
Yeah. Just to support your point, there's, in searching for Vedic India, there's an example given of I think in London, one professor was doing research on one child, and they were analyzing his brain and his head, and they found out that this kid doesn't have a brain. Or maybe has 5% of a brain, and he's able to function. I mean, he was a bit handicapped, but he was able to function, and that proves the point, as you're saying. That supports the point, yeah. Yes?
Dakshas head was burned.
Yeah.
He was certain sacrifice.
Yeah.
And his body was dead. And a lot of time passed by the time the Guru was replaced. So how come his body did not get decomposed?
It didn't get fully decomposed. I don't know the finer details. Yeah. Do you know how much time passed?
Well, it's not mentioned, but a lot of time passed, that's for sure. Because Brahma went and been classified. And it's not like the next day or same day situation.
Yeah, that's not so important. The main point is the main point is the lesson in this pastime, that he was able to remember his mistake and he was able to correct himself and he offered oblations to Lord Shiva. But yeah, somehow by it happened. He's a demigod. Yeah, even the fragrance of the demigods, the odor from the body is so fragrant it goes for miles because it's a demigod body, so their bodies are different. We would like to know that technology. For some people whose heads were severed by the terrorists, it would be good if you can put it back. Yeah. Yes, Prabhu.
But I also think that the issue of timing, time goes at different paces in different planes.
Yes.
So I think decomposition is sort of like a concept of this dimension, so you can't really compare how time flows between two spaces.
Yeah, that's true. On the heavenly planets, time, there is time, but the time scale is different. So, yeah.
Because they travel very quickly from one place to another place, even though Brahma is going from...
Yeah, we're just entering the realm of speculation. We don't know. And so, most important point is the lesson we gain from this pastime.
Prabhupada does say that you can know where you've come from and where you're going to go. As one makes advancement in Krishna consciousness, you can realize you've come from a dual consciousness and you're going to the spiritual world.
Yeah.
So, that's enough.
That's right.
It's enough to know that we come from another really good place, but if we keep chanting, if we make a spiritual advancement, we should be aware of where we've come from because of the conditioning that we experience and the residue of our subtle being is, the remnants of material desires are an indication of where we've come from. And as our desire to serve Krishna and our awareness of what our relationship is with Krishna and with devotional service, then we'll have an understanding of where we've come from and, as you say, more importantly, where we're going to go. Specifics may not be, are not really specific.
That's right. Even Srila Prabhupada said, one should not be eager to know what was one's relationship with Krishna. So that our relationship with Krishna will also be revealed in due course of time by the Supreme Lord within the heart. So like some people who go to Vrindavan, devotees, and then they supposedly find out what they are in their relationship to Krishna, and then they're acting in that way. So that's it's not advisable. Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Okay. Any last question from the ladies' side? Yes.
So is there any message particularly since you asked last time and like no body is dying and then it's being replaced with an animal body. Is there any message especially in Siva's past time I've seen this? Is there any message?
What do you mean by what type of message?
Specific message.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, there's so many messages in this pastime, depending on what context you're looking in. So, depending on the chapter and the context, there's various messages, but as Prabhu was mentioning, I guess the crux of it all is don't do it. So, yeah, the message was, he offended Lord Shiva, right? So, one message you could take, not offending devotees. Right, so that can be one message, and he didn't understand Lord Shiva's position, and he took Lord Shiva. He was looking at Lord Shiva on the external plane, his body, right, covered with ashes, and he took him to be an ordinary person, and he was not happy that his daughter married Lord Shiva. So there's so many messages. That's opening up another chapter, yeah.
He was materially qualified, but spiritually disqualified. And his intoxication with being a progenitor. You know, material pride basically makes it very difficult for one to understand things from a spiritual perspective.
Yep, yep.
And, you know, that kind of mentality is no better than that of an animal who's very exalted materially.
Mm.
But look what his reward was. He got the head of a goat.
Mm. a goat is not very intelligent. It symbolizes.
Very that. Lusty.
Very lusty, yeah.
Goat's very lusty. So, you know, we actually have to be wary of material achievements and accomplishments and qualifications because they could be to our greatest detriment when it comes to making advancement in spiritual life.
Mm.
It's a trap. So the things that we work so hard for can be our greatest downfall if we're not careful.
Mm.
So, as you said, many lessons to be learned.
Thank you. There you go. That's an important lesson. Yes, Mataji.
Just to underline the principle of all of Asha making offenses, his desire to be honored. Everything started from that because he got obsessed because he felt that Shiva didn't honor him enough. And we know that humility means being devoid of desire for honor. So for all of us who really want to be to advance spiritually, we have to get rid of that desire because that desire can be a source of offenses. Then you can't give respect to others, but you expect respect for yourself. And that's what the main thing what the Lord Chaitanya said. Give all respect to others and don't expect anything for yourself, and that's the basis for humility.
Yep, thank you. That's another point, another lesson. Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.